Mexican. So I was sent to New York to school at Mount St. Vincent on the Hudson. And I have often, as I've told my children and grandchildren, that I regret, it was a convent, a lovely thing, a wonderful teachers there, that I didn't have sense enough at that age to stay on because, oh, the opportunities that I had there. But I had relatives, a lot of relatives in New York City, in Yonkers, which was my headquarters. And I was there 6 months. And I went up with my aunt, who later married my father, 2 years later married my father, my mother's sister. And when she got ready to come home, I came home. I couldn't stand it. So then I went to school, and I didn't come home then because we didn't have a railroad then, see, and I went to an Episcopal school in San Antonio, a very, very fine school.
What was the name of that school?
Mulholland's, Mullland. And her husband was, I never knew him, he passed away before I ever went to school. He was an Episcopal minister. And but she was a very fine woman. She was a graduate of Wellesley. And all her teachers either came from Wellesley, went to the University of Colorado, and some of the fine institutions of learning in the East. So I enjoyed it. I liked it there. And but I never did tell you how I got the, how I left for New York.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I have to refer to the little book to get the exact hours. Because I never did. I went. See, there was a narrow gauge railroad from Matamoros, which is across from Brownsville, and that only went up here to San Miguel, which is, I'll say, opposite Rio Grande City, within a few miles. And I forget how many miles, it isn't too far from Rio Grande City. So we got off there and crossed the river by a rowboat. And we took the stage from Rio Grande City to Hebronville, which is still, and Hebronville is between Corpus Christi and Laredo. That railroad, it was built a long, long time before that. Now I'm speaking of August 1903. So, I don't know how many hours it took to go by a stage up there, and then we took that train, and we went to Galveston. Now, after we got to Corpus, I imagine there was a train from Corpus to Houston and Galveston, because I know we didn't go by a stage. And it took us 8 days by boat to go from Saturday to Saturday to go to New York City. And the relatives met us there, you know, and so that was how I got to New York City. But I was traveling with an aunt. See, I was too young to travel alone.
And your father married her?
He married her not quite 2 years after my mother passed away. Married her in 18 months later. Mm-hmm.
And you said you went to school in San Antonio for a while. How long did you go to school there?
Well, I went to school there. I have